제40회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 컵을 고르시오.
I don't know which cup I should buy. They all look similar to me.
What are you talking about? They all look different. I like that one which is wide in the middle.
You mean the one with stripes?
Yes. Isn't it unique?
It definitely is, but I think it would be uncomfortable to hold.
Yeah, you're right. Then how about that one with a heart print on it? It's cute.
You mean the one with a wide bottom?
No, the one with the narrow bottom.
You don't seem to think about function. It looks like it would fall over in no time.
You asked me to help you, but you don't accept my advice at all.
I'm sorry. I'm just confused.
Then just buy the plain mug without any pattern.
I'll go for the first one you recommended. It is unique, and in fact, I love stripes.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, John. What's new?
Oh, nothing much with me. How about you?
Well, do you remember Mike?
The guy you met on the blind date a week ago?
Yes. He's my official boyfriend now.
That's great. You talked about him for almost 2 hours on the phone after your first date.
Oh, did I? He's just the perfect guy for me.
You have a boyfriend and Alfredo's got a new car. How come I haven't got anything?
Alfredo got a new car?
Yes. You ought to see his new car. It's so gorgeous. I want to have a car like that.
So, he finally got that Italian sports car he's been dreaming about.
He sure did.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
It seems such a good idea at first, moving to the big city with your friends. Why don't we all live together? It'll be so cool. It is only after the deposit has been paid and the posters taped to the walls that roommates discover that life together might not be so cool after all. Diana likes to clip her toenails while she watches television, and Robert slips his socks into Julia's underwear laundry. Brady invites his friends to the house and has a party all night. Allie always plays music too loud and practices singing in her room. Soon, there are not only fights about doing the dishes, but arguments about noise, hot water, the vacuum cleaner, the telephone, the rent, and cleaning the windows.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
Hey, Josh, I need some help stacking these boxes. Would you please give me a hand?
Okay, and I need some help tidying up the house. How about you helping me out after that?
I see. If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
It seems like I have a lot of work to do. Oh, this box is really heavy. What's inside?
Mostly books. My old books took up so much space in my apartment.
So where are all these boxes going?
To the basement.
Did you read all the books in the box?
Mostly. I read 2 books a week at least.
Wow, that's amazing. How long do you think it will take to move everything?
It depends, but I'm sure that it will be over before lunchtime.
Great. Then you can treat me to a nice lunch after this.
That's a deal. So now let's start working.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 대화를 끝낸 직후 할 일을 고르시오.
We've been working on this homework for some time. Don't you think we should take a break for dinner?
Now that you mention it, I am kind of hungry. Let's grab a bite to eat.
That's fine. I'd be happy to stop working on it until we get some food.
Great. Let's lock up and go.
Oh, wait a minute. What time is it?
It's 7:30 p.m. Why?
It's time for my favorite game show on TV. I need to watch that.
Phil, aren't you hungry? We were just about to go out for dinner.
Can't we just order in, please?
Pizza again? I'm tired of eating cold slices of pizza. I'm going out tonight no matter what.
Okay, okay. Just wait for a few minutes. I need to record the program.
Make it quick. I'll wait outside.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 수학 성적에 대한 여자의 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ewan. You don't look well. Is everything okay?
Hi, April. Well, it's nothing.
What's the problem? There must be something.
It's my midterm report card, which I got today.
You have nothing to worry about because you're a straight-A student, right?
I used to be, but I guess not anymore.
Why? What did you get?
I only got 2 A's this semester, A+ for English literature and A for psychology.
What did you get for chemistry?
I got a B for it.
You know what? The professor never gives A's to his students.
Well, I got a C- for math. I thought I was really good at math.
Cheer up, Ewan. You can ask the professor for a makeup test.
Really? Then I will go ask him right now.
7번. 대화를 듣고 다음 전화 메모에서 대화 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, can I speak to Susan, please?
She's not in at the moment. Can I ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Charlotte from Michael's Hair Design.
She'll be back in 30 minutes. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, she made a reservation this afternoon for 2 p.m., but I'm afraid that we need to delay her schedule.
Oh, why?
Because her hair designer, Mike, won't be back until 4 p.m.
Okay, so what time would you like Susan to go there?
5 p.m. would be good.
I'll tell her that. If she can't make it at 5 p.m., she'll call you back.
Please tell her that I'm terribly sorry about the inconvenience.
I see. Does she have your number?
I bet she does, but I'll leave my number just in case. 536-7003.
I got it.
8번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I make money by telling people what I think will happen to them in the future. Some people firmly believe my predictions and strictly follow my advice, while others come to me just for fun or out of curiosity. There are many ways to predict people's futures. Sometimes I just read people's palms and tell them how long they're going to live or when they're going to get married. And a reading of the four pillars of a birth, including the year, month, day, and time, is very useful and quite credible since it's the result of statistics. Some people say that it's just superstitious, but in fact, it's quite scientific.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Robinson. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, I heard that your kid was hurt and went to the hospital the other day.
Yeah, she fell down from a swing. Just a few stitches. It was nothing serious.
That's a relief. I was worried about her.
Thanks, Mr. Robinson. I saw Mrs. Robinson at the department store yesterday.
She went there to buy some spring sweaters with Susie. I have no idea how much she spent yesterday.
Well, she surely had lots of shopping bags.
By the way, it seems that you have a bunch of clothes to get dry cleaned today.
Yes, I do. Spring has come, so I want all my winter coats and sweaters back in the closets clean and neat. I brought 4 winter coats and 5 sweaters.
That would be $44.
When can I pick them up?
They'll be ready by this Friday.
10번. 대화를 듣고 빌이 아침에 화가 났던 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you see how Bill came into work this morning?
Yes, boy, he was hot under the collar.
What brought that on? Did the boss say something harsh to him?
I thought so, but he said it was because he got stuck in slow-moving traffic and arrived late for an important business meeting.
So how did the meeting go? He was supposed to give a presentation, right?
I heard that the presentation was very successful.
So did the buyer make a contract?
We don't know if they made a contract yet. I think the negotiations are still going on.
Bill's such a perfectionist, so he can't just let his tiny mistakes pass.
That's exactly what I think.
By the way, what happened to your contract with the Indian buyer?
We didn't make it. I think it's because I made some mistakes during the presentation.
I think there are some other reasons. Don't blame yourself. So, which movie would you like to watch?
Let's watch Superman Returns.
We can't. I have a meeting at 3 p.m.
Do you think it'll take long?
No, but the movie theater is quite far from the meeting place.
Then how about Welcome to Asia?
Is it a documentary film?
Yeah, I heard that the producer spent 9 years making the film.
The show times don't clash with my schedule.
The horror movie, Scream, is also another option.
You know that I hate horror movies.
The last option is The Wedding.
I'll be too hungry after I watch the 5 p.m. movie. Oh, there's a 7 p.m. show.
How about the morning shows?
Hello, I have to work, remember?
What's wrong? You look upset.
My boss just gave me a warning for being late again.
That's the third time this week. You really need to get here on time.
I try, but the traffic in the morning is terrible.
Maybe you should start to use public transportation.
That's what my boss has said. He says I must get the train from now on.
I suppose he is right.
I know, but I love driving my car.
Public transportation is not that bad. You will be surprised.
I guess, but I just don't like being on crowded trains.
I understand, but it's important that you start getting to work on time.
Okay, I will start using the train from tomorrow. Can you tell me how to operate this machine?
Oh, it's out of order. I called the repairman an hour ago.
2번.
I love this fax machine. How much is it?
That's the latest model here. It's $300.
3번.
Have you picked up our fax machine?
No, it isn't fixed yet. We'll have to wait for a few hours.
4번.
Did you see this advertisement for new fax machines?
No, let me see.
5번.
Oh, I think I've lost my cell phone.
Did you check under the fax machine?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, what's wrong?
Hi, Angie.
You don't look okay. Tell me what's bothering you.
Well, I need to choose my career now that I'm graduating from university, but I have no idea what I should do.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to be accepted by a professional football team, right?
It seems that they've found a better player than me.
But didn't you make a contract?
Not yet. They just said that they would hire me after I graduated.
So you took their word for it and didn't think of applying for another job?
I'm afraid so. I feel so stupid.
Oh, John, you know that you're a great player. You'll be accepted by a much better team soon.
But what I really wanted since middle school is to play for that team.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I feel sorry for Richard. He was feeling quite depressed when I ran into him.
Did he tell you what was bothering him?
He broke up with his girlfriend.
Really? But they had been going out for 5 years, right?
That's right. They were such a pretty couple.
Did he tell you why?
No, he wouldn't tell me the reason.
Maybe his mother is involved in the breakup.
His mother? What do you mean by that?
She always hated Richard's girlfriend, saying that her education and family background were not satisfactory enough.
I can't believe it. I'm sure that there must be another reason.
Well, Jane was such a nice person, don't you think?
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I happened to bump into Doug at lunch yesterday afternoon.
What's new with Doug these days?
He wasn't doing so well. He told me he lost a great deal of money at the races.
Doug has always liked to bet on the horses. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, at this rate, he'll never have a penny to his name.
How does his wife deal with his problem?
They argue over his gambling problem all the time, but she doesn't have a magic solution either.
If my husband lost lots of money gambling, I might leave him.
Why can't gamblers stop when they no longer win money?
That's because gamblers always think that they're going to win, I guess.
Have you gambled before?
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 리사가 세레나에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Serena has gained almost 20 pounds since she came to college. She used to be quite slim and beautiful, but now nobody wants to ask her out on a date. So she decided to reduce the amount of calories she takes. She planned out her diet menu and tries very hard to stick to it. But the problem is that she never does exercise. So no matter how little she eats, her weight remains almost the same. Her friend Lisa is a firm believer of working out, and she tries to talk Serena into starting to exercise. In this situation, what would Lisa most likely say to Serena?